Good morning. Hello, everyone. It's been quite a long time since we last gotten to sit down and chat with many of you. I wanted to touch base with our family and friends and our clients on what's going on out and here. As you know, tax season has been extended to July 15th. We have been proactive in reaching out and informing and educating our clients on all the stuff that's going on, not just from a tax standpoint, but also from all the happenings in regards to the stimulus, in regards to the EIDL, PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, to the various financial tax-related topics and issues. So I wanted to maybe narrow down one or two single and simple topics to go over with you what we, as a team of advisor here at Tito Financial, have gathered, and so far, you know, what's relevant, what's important to you. First thing first, I hope you and your family and our friends and clients are staying safe, healthy. I know that this shelter in place is hard on us physically, emotionally, psychologically. I've always been one who felt that you know, with the nice beautiful weather and the great quality of life that we've been able to enjoy, that this is a difficult time for us to really just kind of sit home and waiting for things to be better. But frankly, everybody's health, everybody's safety is in our hands, given the fact that what happens to me affects everybody, what happens to everybody out there affects me and my family. So I hope that we take that into consideration as we hunker down and try to stay one more day as positive. We have food in our fridge and we have family and friends around us, and there are FaceTimes and there's Zoom and there's WebEx and there's a telephone that we can utilize and technology we can utilize to communicate and keep in touch with each other. So it could be worse, as you know, and it's not surprisingly to many of you that, you know, as a refugee and as an immigrant coming here when I was 11 years old, that you know, a lot of us have had difficult times in our past, and this is nothing to us as refugees and immigrants living in a refugee camp, being on the refugee boat. I'm reminded of those experiences. That wasn't that long ago. It was 36 years for me, 35 years ago for me, but nonetheless, the trial and defining moments in those in my life were something that I kept in my heart and in my psyche, as I'm reminded to share that with my family and friends, that, you know, this too shall pass and we just have to hang in there. But moving forward, many of you have called, texted me, emailed us as far as what's going on here. Tax season is extended to July 15th, but my shop is closed. I own a restaurant, I own a nail salon, I have a barber shop, I have employees. What do I do? And I think many of you, even though you have not heard from me through this podcast and the video, but our team, myself, has been proactive in reaching out to every one of you, whether it's through phone calls, whether through emails, or through text messages, that rest assured, anything out there that's new, current, up to date, we are on top of it. And we're making sure that you are aware of how this new reality, new normal in regards to the tax reforms, the stimulus, the unemployment programs, the Paycheck Protection Program, the EIDL, everything that I'm pretty sure you have heard by now, you are on top of it, and you are aware of how it affects you positively or negatively through us as our your main communicator, your advisor, your destination, your place where you can find unbiased, hopefully valuable informations and facts and figures. So many of you have already gotten that information from us, but I really wanted to quickly summarize what's really going on. As many of you know, in the last, let's say, 3 weeks or so, programs like the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program, that are geared towards businesses, business owners, right? Folks, in years past, it used to be just for people who have regular business, as you can think of a retail store as a regular business with employees and the business expenses with rent and income. Well, now that definition of business has been extended out to what they call gig economies. Workers, what they call a 1099 independent contractors, or folks who are just filed a tax return on a Schedule C as a small business sole proprietorship. So that is also applicable to this definition of a business. And when it comes to business and what you can see, what's going on with the shutdown, a lot of us are suffering, and I can empathize and relate to many of you. My mom has a salon, and me myself and my employees here are working our butt off every day to make sure that we are addressed your concerns and your questions. That small businesses are affected greater now than ever. Now not only are we required to provide the product and services to our clients, but we have to abide by regulations and rules relating to health and safety, regards to the mask wearing and shields that covers and protects you from your clients. And so where I would anticipate that it will not be too long before we start going back to work and going back to our shops and offices, but the way we do things in our shops and offices will have to change. That means we might have to wear masks everywhere we go. We might have to measure the temperature, take temperature of our clients as they walk into our office, or keep the distance among the various client that you have in front of you, or even your peers and your coworkers. And so that will be the new reality, and be sure that I will be definitely on top of that as laws and regulations come out. We'll make sure that you're informed and educated about that. But let me go back to what's relevant. So now with the new wave of the stimulus, as many of you already know, the first wave that came out, it was exhausted, it was extensive, but it was limited. And so a lot of the small businesses who wanted to get access to this funding, and the funding I'm talking about is two program. There are many, but there are two main ones. The EIDL is the Economic Disaster Emergency Loans. That was the $10,000 grant that I think many of you got from me through the emails. They changed the application process so many times. Literally, it was evolving and changing by the day, by the hour. We made sure that you're on top of that. We made sure that you had the current updated one. Many of you have already shared with me that you received the $10,000 grant. Some of us thought that was a scam, but it wasn't. And some of us already got the $1,000 grant, and I'm glad that many of you gotten it. Others have gotten my links and my information about small banks, SBA approved banks that are doing the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program. And again, Paycheck Protection Program is not necessarily the W-2 paycheck, and I'll go over that later. But that program has been extended as well. There's, I would say, $380 billion in stimulus money that's been approved, geared towards that particular program, the PPP. Banks, as of today, the 25th, have discussed and have shared online by many of my clients and bankers out there that they will be taking applications again on Monday, which is 2 days from today. So we're definitely going to be busy for the next couple of days as well. Again, PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, is geared towards small business, sole proprietorship, S-Corps, partnerships, LLCs, folks with 941s, 940, W-3s. If that doesn't ring a bell to you, you've been out of the loop for a while, because anybody in the mamas who wants to go through that program knows that W-3s, 941s, and 940 are required. One caveat is the self-employed, sole proprietor, 1099 independent contractors. Obviously, a lot of them don't have payroll for themselves or for their other employees. So the new loan application process does allow you, the PPP, does allow you to calculate payroll, not having to have the 940, 941, and W-3. What they require you is to look at your net Schedule C income, and they consider that as your business. And I want to go into the minutia and detail too much here, but we'll go over that as time allows, but that is a new calculation. And if you have not done so, please submit your PPP applications. We got two more days here. My suggestion for you, there's $60 billion that is earmarked towards small community banks to do this program. So the CDC, Cal State-wide bank that I sent most of you, use that. But now that I realize that so many of you have gotten that link, they might be overwhelmed with the demand. So I think Wells Fargo, the B of A, the Chase have gotten a pretty bad public relations image at the moment because they're not processing small loans for a small company like ours. And so, and you know, I'm very connected to this bank because of these banks are my clients, my friends, and I do banking with them and I refer a lot of business to them as well because I believe in their ability to do more and being accessible. But in this particular program, they were just overwhelmed, and I got a lot of negative feedback from my clients that these banks are not responding. So I think this new wave of stimulus is going to help them going back and become more efficient or reaching out to more small businesses. But if you're not getting any feedback, any successes, go back to the small banks. And I'm talking about the East West Bank. I'm talking about the CDC, the community banks. I don't know if any Golden Gwen or credit union out there is doing that, but I'll definitely do my research. But we'll consider that part of it as a way to, if you're not getting feedback or response from big bank, go ahead and apply again. It does not hurt to reapply as your chances will increase. Again, you got to understand, a lot of times they go through this application on a first-come, first-served basis, so it might take a little while, okay? But I believe in their intention, I believe in their system, and it will go through, and I will continue to work with you. If you hit any snag, run into any problem, you call me, you email me, you text me, and we'll make sure our team is on it. We'll make sure you get your paperwork in, whatever documentation they need from you, from the profit and loss statement to your Schedule C, we will have those ready for you. Having said that, let me take a break. Let me get back and discuss another topic that is very, very near and dear to us. It's the unemployment for self-employed individuals, independent contractors, and that will be the next topic to discuss. Again, I appreciate your time. I'll be right back.